Welcome to the Six Figure Empire Podcast, bringing you insights from the world of business, entrepreneurship, and finance in a digital age. Supercharge your growth in a new way with speaker, author, and entrepreneur, Malachi Monroe.
The biggest thing about success for me, and is, of course you've heard this as I've mentioned probably on episode one, is that I believe that the elements of success is truly replicable in our life, especially in today's time. And I think that access to these principles and access to these elements is really the sole differentiating factor between why some people can build wealth that's magnified across generations and why some people struggle to just meet their bare necessities of life. And so we have an entrepreneur here, Mr. Calvin, who has embarked on a life journey of showing the process from zero to 1 million, because it's something that hasn't been done before. So first of all, thank you for joining me on today's episode.
So pumped to be here.
I'd love to know why you're doing it, how you're doing it, and how the process has been for you.
Selfishly, because it's something that I wanted. So you and I were talking right before the show of like how, what made me want to do something like this, what made me want to like document the journey. And it was like when I was first getting started in entrepreneurship, I first started listening to people that were super successful, that had what I wanted, and I got inspiration from that. But at the same time, I felt like there was separation. Like I put them on the pedestal and I was down here. And I wanted to become like them or have what they had or do what they did, but if I was being honest, I felt that like that they were greater than I was and stuff like that. But then something interesting happened. As I quit my day job and was going after being an entrepreneur and going to events like this that we're at right now as we're recording this podcast, I started to connect with some of these people I looked up to, seeing the speakers speak, but then talking to them after, and I realized something fascinating. They're human beings. In every way that I mean that, like they're human beings just like you and I.
Right.
Like they have flaws. They're not perfect. They had their own journey to get to where they were. And when I had that realization, I was like, man, if they're a millionaire right now, or if they're a speaker here, how cool would it be if I could have, if I could like watch them from where they were like me, like where they were in debt. Like they tell the story on stage, but all their story is always told after the fact of success. Right? And I was like, how much is lost in translation? I feel like something's missing. Like I want to go and hear your perspective when you're me, like when you're, what's going on in your head now? Like what are you doing when you are getting your first client and you're at $1,000 a month and you're like just getting started and like what are you trying to do to get to 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000? Like what are you doing then? And I couldn't find any stories of people talking about it before they were super successful.
And so you created one.
Yeah. So I was like, well, if it doesn't exist, then I want to be the one that creates it. I'll be the first.
Now, what has been the means by which you achieve this millionaire status? Is it a business that you're building? Is it a brand? Is it an operation of building businesses held by a holding company? How have you been doing it?
Perfect. So in full transparency, if you follow the journey, I'm not close to the million yet. Like last year, I made about 150 grand. That's kind of where I'm at. So about 10%-ish the way there. But how I did it mostly is I ended up starting, like I didn't know what I was going to do. Like when the episode one, I got my first client in episode one for a social media management company that I was starting.
Right.
And that was the beginning. So that's been where most of the money has come from, is documenting me building my social media management company from the very beginning, to getting into speaking for the first time and making money there, to writing my first book and showing how I did that. And honestly, sharing the mindset and the ups and downs too, because I don't know if that is shared enough. I try to put in the human element of like what I'm actually going through mentally. And the very first few episodes is honestly just me sitting in my office or something like talking about what I did for that week or what I'm working on now, And right now I'm just barely getting into it more like vlog style, like where I'm at, so you can actually see it and experience it and being there.
And is this on a website or a YouTube channel?
YouTube channel. Yeah.
Okay, and that's the Millionaire Case Study YouTube channel.
Yes, Millionaire Case Study YouTube channel, or you can go to millionairecasestudy.com. That just forwards to the YouTube channel.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's my everything else. Like I also try to show it on my Instagram or like just what I'm up to. Like, it's in everything that I do. I want to be as transparent as possible on my podcast I'm starting, like, showing the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in terms of the whole documentation process, you know, I know in my personal experience that documentation is one of the most difficult things we can do.
Yep.
Simply because when we're in, exactly, when we're in the heat of the moment, when we're active, when we're up to something, we're so engaged into the activity that to detach from it, to write down in a journal or to maybe even take down notes, mm-hmm. it seems like such a daunting task, mm-hmm. and it's something that you don't remember to do normally in the aftermath. How have you been able to document the process, or what ways have you been able to keep track of what you've been up to?
Well, I try to make sure, no matter what I'm doing, an episode every single week. And so I talk about the most specific things. Now, I've been journaling almost every day for the last 13 years. So wow. Documentation, yeah, like something I picked up, I don't know where I picked it up. So I've been in that type of mode, but I think even harder than the more daunting task of remembering, it's like putting it freaking out there, because like the first few episodes was kind of scary. Like, who the F am I, in debt, don't even really have a business yet, and I'm going to be a millionaire and I want to start the journey now. Like, it would have been so, I was thinking like, I'll do it, but I'll do it like right now after I hit six figures, then start documenting.
Right.
I cannot tell you how much I just want to bones my younger self a year and a half ago to be like, bro, I'm so freaking happy that you started when you started. Because that to me is more valuable now, because people can go back now. Because already there's going to be like separation that I know is going to happen in some people's mind. Oh, that's a six-figure guy. Like, I could never do that. No, I was in debt and didn't know what the F I was doing when I started, and there's that relate. But in the beginning, it's very, very, it's, we got some guys loving on us. But it would be very easy to not only just be intimidated by the daunting task of remembering, but also the daunting thing of like putting it out there when you're like, who am I to put this out? And other people are going to see that I'm doing this, and they're going to be like, make fun of me and stuff like that. And I think that was probably the tougher part.
Right.
But yeah,
definitely.
just writing it stuff down every single day, like what I do. At the end of the day, I write down a quick note, like what some of the biggest things I did that day. And then at the end of the week, just package it and talk about it and share it, and the mindset and the ups and the downs, and even the mental chatter of why I feel like I'm not worthy to do what I'm doing or anything like that, just so that people can relate to it when they're on their journey too.
So you're at a pretty early start in the journey. You've blown past the 150K mark. What have you seen that seems to ring constant and ring true in terms of the elements of success that make a millionaire?
It's been an interesting uncovering, especially hence the whole title. But one of the biggest things has been like the million or the goal is the thing that's out in front of you. But in a weird way, you have to shift that to the side and find something else that you're more aligned with and go after that. And then the money comes as a byproduct and not as the goal.
Actually, wow.
Yeah, it's been super interesting uncovering that. So it's not so much like, this is how I make the money. It's like, what do I enjoy doing? What value can I like push out into the market?
There's that constant ringer of value. Remember the why. Remember the reason behind doing something.
Totally. That's been a huge interesting thing, because I would think that like the million's like the finish line. But in a weird way, more money has come, it feels, when I see the million, but shift it to the side is not my main focus. And my main focus is like adding value or doing something that I literally enjoy doing, think more long term, and know that if I'm giving value to somebody and doing things that I enjoy, then it's just, you just look, you feel good, you continue working hard, you do things for people, and then you like, it's like you pick your head up from working like, oh cool, I got some money, like then it just comes. It's been an interesting focus, and I actually want to do more and more of that, where I'm just going deeper into what I enjoy doing, value that I want to give to people, and then let the money come as a byproduct, not just as the main goal.
Okay. So in terms of the actual project in and of itself, what's the objective? Is this just another accomplishment for you? Are you looking to create
the project of Millionaire Case Study?
Right.
Selfishly, the reason I'm creating it is it's a passion project. It's something that didn't exist that I wish did. In a weird way, I don't even know like how it's gonna like come into anything. But it's something that as a young person getting into like going after my dreams, I wish it would have existed. And so I want to do it for my younger self, even though that doesn't make any sense. So maybe me creating it, I can give it to another younger person getting started, and seeing them like walk through it will give me the peace and the joy and the happiness of like that I wish I could have had when I started. Okay. So I don't know. It's just a fun thing that I wish was there when I was getting started, and it wasn't. And so I think it's just something that's needed because it makes sense, first of all. It makes sense that nothing like that could have or is in existence right. In our world, because it's been so difficult to put stuff out. But look how freaking easy it is to put stuff out now. I mean, before you pushed record on this, like you were telling me like how you just recorded your first episode on a podcast.
Right.
Like on your iPhone.
Right.
Do you have any idea how insane that is? Mm-hmm. Like to produce a show like when you were born would have been infrastructure of literally millions of dollars.
Right.
Literally millions of dollars. Like now we're creating. Yeah, we're creating something that can be created and out like instantly, making an impact on somebody. That could not have existed before then. Now, it would have been hard to document somebody's journey.
Exactly.
Like, on how they went from 0 to 1 million. First of all, 0 to 1 million, I'm finding, doesn't happen in a day.
Oh, no. It's exponential.
Totally. It's so exponential. It's like stacking. So it makes sense why it doesn't exist. But now, you have this thing. We have these things. We have cell phones. This is what I'm shooting it on right now, mostly. Like, mm-hmm. I'm documenting. Like, we didn't have social media till fairly recently. The internet, in its form that it is now, is literally, it's pretty much only 20 years old.
Right.
That's really new in the evolution of humans. And so, I think I want to just, I mean, take advantage of the opportunity of the technology and the resources and tools before us that we can use for free, and create something that can contribute to the world for other people that are just like one or two steps on their journey behind you.
And how long do you think this journey is going to take you?
Good question. One of the reasons I started it when I did a year and a half ago was because I was like, well, I want to make the push before I'm 30. Now I know 30 to you might feel like it's going to take for freaking ever to get right. there. And I hope it does. I hope it's a long journey for you because you're only 18, right?
Right.
But I was 27, about 27 and a half when I started it. And I was like, what if I did it before I was 30? Well, I better start the documentation now. But I'm 30. I just hit 30. And I'm not there yet, again, at 150K. So how long? I don't know. And an interesting shift has happened since I turned 30, and that is now I don't care. Like,
is that because the why in your doing it is more important than reaching the actual goal? Okay.
In a weird way, I haven't said this out loud, but something I've been thinking about since the new year and like thinking bigger picture and everything is, in a weird way, not having hit the million yet has been one of the best things that has ever happened to me and is going to be the reason why I hit it. And what I mean by that, I'll go deeper, is I've now shifted from that thing I was telling you about to where it's not going to be about just the goal of hitting a million, because if I won the lottery, that would not have done it for me. If somebody just walked up and wrote a check and said, here's the million, that wouldn't have done it for me. What I've realized is instead of like waiting for the finish line or the goal or the result, I want to enjoy now. I want to have fun now. I want to give value now. I want to love the game more than winning the game. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Like, I'm in this game of entrepreneurship and creating the life I want. I want to enjoy that more. Now, before, I was chasing the result, the win. But now, I'm like, cool, I just want to enjoy the game.
The process.
The journey. And I didn't have that before I was 30. Like, literally just a few months ago, I didn't really have that because I was, like, always looking to, like, am I going to do it? But now it's like, no, let's enjoy this, have fun in the process. And I think that's such a huge key. And that's something I'm noticing in some people, like the people that I look up to, like Steve Jobs or Gary Vaynerchuk, more contemporary, is he talks about buying the Jets, the football team. But he says what's more important than buying the Jets is trying to buy the Jets. Like being in the game, like enjoying the process of buying it. And at first I didn't get that. Now I get it. I feel like I want to just be in the game of service, be in the game of giving value, be in the game of entrepreneurship, be in the game of like building brand, be in the game of speaking and giving value and writing books. Like this whole thing, like literally enjoy the process. As weird as it sounds, enjoy the process of getting punched in the face and falling down and figuring out how you're going to get back up and being curious, like, how is this going to happen? Like, that's where I'm at now. Like, I'm just curious. I wonder how it's going to happen, because I'm to the point now that it's just going to happen. It's inevitable. I'm on the journey.
Right.
And I think that's a cool thing that I've learned too, is going after it's the win. Doing it's the win. It's not just waiting till the finish line is here and stuff like that. Deciding to be on the journey to give value, like to impact people's lives. When I get there, that's going to be cool. But the fact that I started it and I'm on it and I'm doing it, that's the real win.
Russell Brunson taught me a lesson a while ago through his Two Comma Club coaching program. And in essence, he was basically sharing your moral obligation is to share your journey, to share your lessons, to share your genius with the people who are maybe just one level, two level, three levels below you. At $150,000 in your first year, you are a significant amount of time, energy, and resources ahead some of the people who are going to be listening to this. So for that reason and that reason only, I have to ask, what advice, what action steps, what points of research or identity can people find within you, your journey, and within themselves to embarking on the journey to a million or entrepreneurship or business? What can they take from this right now?
I might be a few steps ahead, but the cool thing is like it feels like just yesterday where I was the podcast listener, because I was like, I get that. So one thing I can just totally say is know where you kind of want to end up, like what your finish line is, but don't worry to know all of the steps and just take the next step. Now, this is what I mean. Like, listen to the podcasts, get other people in your ears that are doing it, like podcasts like this. You're going to be inspired by this. You can go read people's books that have made it. That'll start helping your mindset and things like that. But whatever it is that you want to do, start. Like, take a step, even if you don't know all of the other steps. This is what I've realized. This was a big thing for me. I wanted to be an entrepreneur for years before I did. What stopped me? Fear. Fear held me back. Or not knowing what I was going to do, like how to do it. And what I learned is it's okay to not know all the how. And you're already enough. Literally, all you got to do is take the next step. So if you know that you want to be an entrepreneur, for me, I was in a day job. If I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I'm in a day job. Why am I in a day job? Quit. Like, that's a very simple, cut and dry, black and white. Quit your employee job. So I did that. So people listening, like, don't get stuck on perfection or analysis paralysis. Literally just take the step as imperfect as it might be. Like, even if you have to guess what the next step is, take it, because you may never know like A through Z all the steps to get there, but you'll always know that where you want to end up, you know where you are right now, and you know what your next step is. So just take the next step. Push record, do, write, post, hit publish, like whatever that is, just do the next step.
Thank you so much, Calvin. I appreciate you for stopping by. We're sitting right now in a hotel lobby at the Epic Mastermind Experience. I saw him, I found his Instagram page, and I had to ask him, what is he doing on his journey? Why is he doing it? And if he'd love to be on the podcast. We're also now at number 14 in iTunes top 200 business podcasts. We're rated number, 57 worldwide. Thank you so much to those who are liking, to who are commenting. I'm reading the ratings and reviews. I'm reading everybody from King Alex to Misfits Rep to Marlon Bush to JB underscore 10018. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Malachi Monroe, and we will be back with another episode this week from some notable entrepreneurs, some notable figures in the industry. Thank you so much.